잘 아는 단어이기 때문에 다들 어느 정도 생각을 하고 있을 겁니다.
You are all already very much aware of this word, and I'm sure you're thinking a lot about it.
혹시 여기 대한 직접 간접으로 본 사람이 있다면 조금씩 다를 겁니다.
But if you are someone who have seen this face to face, I'm sure it will be different for you.
저는 제 주위에 우리 가족은 그런 거 없지만 우리 마을에서요 자살한 사람 3명 봤어요.
No, it didn't happen to my family per se, but in my village while I was growing up, I saw 3 different people commit suicide.
그 우리 동네 아저씨가 뭐 발이 안 좋아가지고 계속 고생했는데 부인이 자꾸 뭐 이렇게 잔소리하고 이렇게 하는데 어느 날 자살했어요.
There was a man who lived in our neighborhood, and he had a problem with his foot. He suffered quite a lot, but his wife was nagging him so much. One day, he killed himself.
그래서 뭐 이 사람이 이제 뭐 약을 먹고 산으로 올라간 것 같아요.
I think that he had taken some kind of prescription or medicine, and he went up the mountain.
그럼 산 속에 이제 엎드려서 죽었을 거 아닙니까?
And maybe he fell over and died.
그 엎드려서 죽었는데 죽었으면 몸이 굳어지죠.
And when your body dies at that state, your body gets very stiff.
그럼 그 사람은 이제 이렇게 가족들이 확인하고 이렇게 세워 이렇게 해야 됩니다.
And after the family came to confirm whether it was his body, they had to lift his body up.
그리고 이렇게 세우는 상태라든지 이런 걸 내가 봤거든요.
But in that state, we're lifting his body up to identify him. I was there.
좀 기분 나쁘면서 무섭다 이런 생각을 했어요.
The feeling that I had was I felt very bad, but I was also afraid.
우리 막 가족 이야기 때문에 막 슬프다 이런 건 없고 굉장히 좀 기분이 이상하고 무섭다 이런 걸 느꼈어요.
He wasn't a family member, so I didn't feel very sad, but I was afraid, and it was a very bad feeling.
그럼 나하고 친하진 않았는데 굉장히 괜찮은 아이로 우리 마을에 있었는데 걔 오늘 자살했어요.
And there was another person. I wasn't very close to him, but he was young and a very good person, but he died too by killing himself.
그런 부분은 내 느낌에 좀 충격이 되더라고요.
And my feeling at that time was I was quite shocked.
아, 걔가 왜 자살했을까?
Why did he kill himself? I thought.
그런 정도의 경험이.
And that was my experience.
여러분 각각 조금씩 있을 거 아닙니까?
And maybe you have some experience like that.
그래서 이제 또 한 번은 보니까 우리하고 굉장히 친한 아이인데 자살했어요.
And there was another time where someone was very close to me and he committed suicide.
그때 느낌이 또 달라요.
But the feeling I had at that time was different.
눈물이 나는 게 아니고요. 굉장히 밉더라고요.
Now it wasn't that I was crying for him, but I was actually very angry.
뭐 우리말로 자식 왜 자살하냐?
I was really angry, saying, "Why did that kid have to kill himself?"
뭐 이런 생각이 들더라니까요.
That's what I thought.
이 자식 말 내가 알았으면 반 죽이실 건데 말 이런 생각이 들어요.
I thought to myself, if I knew him and I knew that he wanted to kill himself, I probably would have beat him half to death.
자기 나름의 어려움이 있을 건데. 우리는 몰랐는데 아, 왜 자살하지?
I'm sure he was having hardship that we did not know about, but I thought, why did he kill himself?
이토록 그 자살은 많은 사람 앞에 영적인 피해를 주기도 하고 그럽니다.
In this way, committing suicide creates so much great loss to many people spiritually.
근데 우리가 이제 이 자리까지 들고 나오게 된 것은 전도자로서 하도 많이 자살하니까 이제 우리가 이게 이제 하나의 전도, 선교, 사명으로 서게 된 거죠.
For us to have come this far with our association to prevent suicide means that suicide is at a level that is so very high. And as evangelists, this is a method for us.
이 보통 보니까 자살하는 사람들이 막 무슨 큰 무슨 위기가 왔다거나 막 굉장히 절망됐거나 이럴 때 하는 사람들이더라고요.
Most of the time, people do commit suicide when they face a great crisis or they're facing a great despair in their life.
말하자면 이제 뭐 큰 문제가 왔을 때죠.
So, when a great problem comes to them, they do that.
뭐 큰 문제가 왔다고 자살하는 건 아닌데 이때 하는 사람들이 많았다 하는 이제 통계 나왔죠.
We are not saying that great problems causes people to commit suicide, but when the problems come, that's when they want to die, and that's what the statistics say.
뭐 좀 모르겠다. 어떤 경우는 뭐 외로워서 했다 뭐 이런 기록도 있고요.
There are also records that people do it when they feel very lonely.
경제 때문에 했다.
Or financial problems.
뭐 혹은 뭐 고독해서.
Or perhaps they're suffering too much.
맞아요. 주위에 사람이 없어서.
Or there's nobody around them.
뭐 이런 사람들도 많더라고요.
There are many people like that.
이래서 뭐 이 많은 그 청소년들도 뭐 그 자살한.
Also, so many teenagers, young adolescents are committing suicide.
어, 심지어 뭐 엘리트들이 뭐 자살한다.
Even the people among the elite are also dying, them killing themselves.
많은 이게 이제 이렇게 되진다니까요.
Now it has become part of our culture.
어, 심지어 자살은 이게 문화가 돼가지고 어딘데 막 집단도 하고 그래요.
There, it's part of our culture now. You feel a little bad, you're going to kill yourself. And there are even organizations to do this.
이 상과 죽음을 뭐 전혀 이렇게 모르는 거지.
So this is what is causing the major amounts of death.
그런데 저는 좀 냉정한 얘기로 예, 좀 저는 어떤 면은 좀 정이 없다 하면 없는 편인지도 모르겠는데요. 좀 냉정한 얘기로 이러니까 죽었다. 막 크게 막 눈물이 나거나 그렇진 않아요.
Perhaps you can call me a cold person, but I'll be very blunt about this. If someone really killed themselves, I probably would not shed so many tears.
그래 말이야. 네가 살아 있었으니 인간이 되겠냐. 막 이런 생각도 들고요, 솔직히.
To be really honest, I think to myself, all right, what good is it if you were really alive then?
아니, 부모가 뭐 한마디 했다고 나 자살했다. 뭐 그 정도면 네가 살아 있어도 별로는 아닌데. 뭐 이런 생각이 들면 참 냉정하죠, 제가.
I think it might be very cold to think this way, but if a child is going to commit suicide because his parents criticized him a little bit, I thought, well, if you're going to be alive, what good would you be to your parents then?
뭐 그런 정도 들면 막 따뜻하게 뭐 상담이나 말을 해서 막을 수 있는 거죠.
Well, of course, if you're going to be gentle with them and have counseling, I'm sure you can stop them from killing themselves.
그 막았다고 했는데 그 사람이 그러면 바뀌겠냐?
But just by stopping them from killing themselves, can you really change them?
그래서 제가 생각하는 문제는 딴 겁니다.
That's why what I'm thinking is a little bit different.
자살을 할 수밖에 없는 이 어려움에 놓인 사람이 많다는 걸 알았어요.
I realize that there are so many people who are in the situation where they have no choice but to kill themselves.
쉽게 말하면 내 인간의 기본 원리가 다 깨진 거예요.
Fundamentally, every person or people do not have the basic oneness.
무서운 거죠.
This is very scary.
학벌이 있고 상관없이 기본 문화가 되든 상관없이 내 기본적인 나에 대한 원리가 깨집니다.
So regardless of what kind of scholarship you have, where you are in society, you do not have that fundamental oneness with yourself.
이래가지고 이래된 상태에서 한다는 거예요.
And that is why, in the state of having oneness with Satan, you can commit suicide.
야, 이렇게 볼 때 이게 무서운 거예요.
When you think about it this way, it's a fearsome thing.
이래가지고 뭐 정상적인 사람 같은 뭐 5층에서만 내다봐도 좀 이렇게 뭐 무서운 감이 드는데 그거 말이야 수십 층이 올라와서 뛰어내린다는 이 자체가요, 이게 벌써 다른 사람이잖아요.
For example, just a normal person would be very afraid to look over the ledge of a 5-story building. But if you're going to jump off 20-story building, that's already something different.
여러분 뭐 바닷가 같은 데 가면 절벽에 내려보면 그 무섭거든요. 크기를 뛰어내린다는 자체가 벌써 이거는 다른 원리스라.
But if you are already high above the water and you're thinking about jumping off in that state, I mean, you are already at oneness with something else.
아니, 자살할 그 용기 갖고 삶은 분명히 살아나는데 그건 안 하고 그 집을 선택했단 말이야.
If you have the courage to kill yourself, you should use that courage to truly live your life. And if you did not choose to live, that's something else.
아, 내가 죽음을 해야 되겠다라고 생각하고 각오하고 일하면 안 될 게 없어요.
No, if you put your heart to it, where you say, well, you know what,
그렇잖아요.
Even if I die, it's all right, then there's nothing you can't do.
내가 생명 걸고 하나님을 믿고 생명 걸고 이 문제에 도전하겠다면 안 될 게 없는데 자살을 했거든.
There's nothing that you can't accomplish if you have that mind where I'm going to die while trying, or I'm going to really stake my life while serving the Lord. But you don't choose that, but you choose to kill yourself.
야, 그럴 수밖에 없는 게 여기에 잡힐 뿐인 거예요.
So that is what it means when you're caught up by Satan.
그래서 여러분이 필요한 겁니다.
And that is why those people need you.
자, 이거 같으면 불신자에게 맡겨 놓으면 돼요.
If the issue was only one and two, a big problem or culture, you can just entrust this to the non-believers.
아니, 1번, 2번 이거 같으면 그냥 불신자들 많이 상담 안 하면 그렇게 놔두면 돼요.
If the problem was only at number one or number two, you can just get the non-believers to help people.
근데 이거 상담하는 분들이 아무리 대학을 나오고 교수님이라 할지라도 요 부분은 못할 거예요.
But even if you are a professor and you're doing counseling
그렇죠.
to help people at number one and number two, you cannot do anything about number three.
심리학 박사 상담님, 상담학 박사님이라 할지라도 어릴 때부터 시달려서 도저히 살 수가 없는 어려움을 느끼고 있는데 그 사람에 대한 이해를 못 한다 이 말이에요.
Even if you are a psychologist or you have a PhD in this kind of work, you would not be able to truly understand somebody who is suffering with this ever since they were young.
심지어 살아 있어도 고통이요.
So even if they stay alive, they're going to suffer.
아니 나는 막 영적으로 날 시달린 사람을 봤는데 살아 있어도 고통이요.
I have seen people who are spiritually afflicted, and even if they live, they suffer so much.
그리고 이거를 지금 일반 지금 복음을 알지 못하고 솔직히 하나님을 알지 못하는 사람은 이 숫자가 더 많은데 모르는 겁니다.
There are more people right now who do not even know that God exists. And so that's why they have no idea about number three.
그래서 여러분들의 이 모임은 필요하다라기보다는 요 부분을 안 하면 안 되는 거죠.
Rather than saying that we really need you in this field, you have to understand this reality.
근데 따지고 보면 표시 안 나게 이 사람들도 여기 속해 있어요.
And if you really get deeper into it, the people who have the problems of number one and number two also have number three.
그래서 나는 군에서 자살한 그 사건 볼 때 참 이런 말을 하면 안 되는데 군종, 군목 이분들이 너무 파봤는가 보다.
Now when I see issues of people committing suicide or causing problems in the military, I think to myself, perhaps the chaplains inside of the military were a bit too busy.
그 부모님들도 참 거짓말 하는데 영적인 문제가 와가지고 자살할 아이들은 평안합니다.
And it's the parents who are actually not really telling the truth because those children who commit suicide or cause a lot of problems, they've been suffering like that for a long time.
예, 그런 사람들은 군에서 따로 취급하면 더 자살하게 돼요.
But if you actually go into the military and you treat them differently, that'll cause them to want to kill themselves even more.
그렇잖아요.
Isn't that
똑같이
so?
똑같이 군대 왔는데 니는 뭐 어떻게 이렇게 체크돼 있다. 그거 얼마나 창피합니까?
So let's say that you go into the military with other young men and then you get a check or you get a mark for being a little strange, then of course it's going to be very embarrassing.
그러니까 복음 없는 이 사람들이 뭘 모르는 게 그런 식으로 해놓으면 너는 언젠가 타임 되면 자살해라 이런 말하고도 비슷해요. 사실은 그런 말은 아니지만 본인에는 그렇게 돼요.
So the non-believers, they don't really know what they're doing. While doing that inside of the military, what you're really saying is after some time, I think that you will commit suicide and that's going to cause them to do that.
등급 체크가 있잖아요. 딱 해놓거든요. 그러면 얘들이 어떻게 됩니까?
So they actually rank you or they actually put marks according to your psych. And so what's going to happen if people get that?
근데 그걸 군목과 군종이 체크를 못했다는 거예요.
And it's the chaplains inside of the military that could not confirm that.
만약에 내가 거기 전도사로 있었다면요, 군목까지 아니라도 그 사람들을 본격적으로 챙겨야 돼요.
If I was a chaplain there, or perhaps even an evangelist inside of the military, I would go full scale and check all them.
왜냐하면은 다른 사람들은 할 수 있는 능력이 없기 때문입니다.
The reason is because there is no one else with the power or ability to do that.
그러면 군부대도 이해할 겁니다.
Then even the people on the military base will understand because you can tell.
편하는데 그걸 그 사람을 딱 감싸고 데리고 와서 본격적인 교육을 시키는 훈련이 그것도 훈련이거든요.
Well, if you take those people who are, you can tell that they have problems, grab them and do full-scale training with them, that's also education.
내가 군목이거나 군종 같으면 그런 아이가 보이면 군부대에 얘기하겠습니다.
If I was a chaplain inside of the military and I see a student or I see a soldier like that, I would go and tell the leaders of the base.
얘를 훈련에 좀 열애시켜서 자고 같이 있도록 특별 훈련 받도록 좀 해달라. 그것도 훈련이니까.
And that person does need the special military training, but also give him some time to meet with me so I can help him because that too is also training.
그게 왜 안 됩니까 군대에서?
Why would that not be possible in the military?
우리 한국에서 목사가 사관학교를 가가지고 제 목사 된 제 1호가 우리 외삼촌이요.
You know the very first person who as a pastor graduated from military school and was appointed as an officer was my uncle.
공군 사관학교를 졸업했는데 키도 크고 사람이 말이 똑똑하고 가만히 있어도 별도 아는데 목사를 하겠다 이래 된 거예요.
My uncle was he graduated from the Air Force Academy and he was very smart and very good looking and even if he was sitting still he would be appointed as an officer but he said he would be a pastor.
근데 그때에도 그런 일이 없으니까 대장이 굉장히 뭐라 그래요.
And there was no case like that because he was the first in our country. And so the commander was actually very upset.
아니, 목사하려면 처음부터 군복을 가지. 뭐 때문에 사관학교 나온 친구가 말해 목사하려나 이러더래.
And he said, if you wanted to be a chaplain inside of the military, you should have went to chaplain school from the very beginning. Why did you graduate from the academy and be an officer?
그래서 우리 삼촌이 그렇게 얘기했답니다.
And this is what my uncle said.
총으로 하는 훈련이 있고 머리로 하는 훈련이 있고 기도로 하는 훈련이 되래요.
He said, there is a training that you have to do in order to pick up a gun. And there's a training also that you do with prayer and also a training with your mind.
이 정신으로 하는 기도라는 훈련이 필요하기 때문에 자기는 그쪽으로 전공해야 되겠다고 얘기했대요.
And so he said, I thought that this kind of training I needed with my mind and also through prayer. That's why I chose to go to the academy.
그래, 처음으로 국방부 장관이 도장 찍어 하라고 하더래.
So for the very first time ever in our country, my uncle was appointed.
목사 사관학교 출신의 목사 1호가 우리 장영철 목사입니다.
So Pastor Chang was the very first person to have graduated from the Air Force Academy and also be a pastor.
군에서도 이게 통한다는 말이거든.
And so that means it actually works in the military.
군에서도 그러면은 이런 지금 우리가 말하는 이 지금 많은 이 자살 예상자들이 말이야.
There are so many people right now who want to commit suicide.
딴 데서는 표가 잘 안 나지만 군대에서는 표가 나요. 막기도 쉬워요.
In other places, you might not be able to tell so much, but it's very obvious in the military. That's why it's easier to prevent.
이들을 집중할 수 있는 장소도 군이요.
Also, the place where you can gather them together and concentrate on them is in the military.
얼마나 좋습니까?
It's a great opportunity.
딴 데는 일해야지 뭐 해야지. 이거는 군에서 뭐 딱 여령한 시기가지고 일을 데리고 와서 이걸 집중훈련시키 뿌리면 굉장한 역사를 하고 나니 꼭 군대 얘기해 주고 싶어요.
Other people, they have to work, and so it's hard to get them together, but they're already in the military, so I'd love to really tell this to the people who do this ministry.
아니, 이거 할 가능성이 있는 아이를 군에서 기본 업무도 중요하지만은 이런 특별히 보내가지고 말이죠. 이 훈련시킬 수 있다면 되는데 교회가 그걸 전혀 안 하니까 아마 안 줬을 거예요.
And that's why inside of the military we have people who are having the tendency to want to kill themselves, so you get them together and do full-scale training for this.
이게 혹시 뭐 군목 출신 또 군목 계시는지 모르겠는데요. 좀 조금만 잘하시면 많을 겁니다.
If there's anybody here who is a chaplain or in the military doing this kind of ministry, I hope that you can do a good job.
그 또 못하는 주제에 힘 합치가지고 유광수 모아서 못 들어도록 굉장히 막고 있잖아요.
And even though those chaplains are not doing a very good job, they still get all their energies together so they can block Pastor Ru Gangsu or other people from entering and doing the evangelism.
17% 사람은 자살할 가능성이 있습니다.
17% of the people have the possibility of committing suicide.
통계 나왔어요.
That's what the statistics say.
자, 그럼 이게 이제 뭐 어찌 될지 모릅니다, 이거.
Then you have no idea what's going to happen.
17%의 사람이 정말로만 죽고 싶다.
17% of the people say, I really want to die.
그냥 우리 죽고 싶다 말 말고 진짜 죽고 싶다는 거예요.
Not just saying, I want to die, but really they want to die.
우리 한국 사람은 죽고 싶다는 말은 뭐 100% 다 돼 있지만은 그 말은 그 아니죠. 우리 저도 죽겠다는 게 아니라고.
And a Korean phrase is always like, oh, I want to die. People say that just for fun as well. Almost 100% of the Korean people can say that.
아, 우리는 뭐 배고파 죽겠다, 좋아 죽겠다, 뭐 하자면 죽겠다는 걸 많이 붙이잖아요.
We actually put that phrase, oh, I want to die because I'm so happy. I want to die because of this or that.
제 말은 그 말이 아니고 진짜 죽을 수 있는 여기에 관계된 사람이 의학적으로 저렇게 나왔다.
So but that's not the kind I'm talking about. 17% of the people have depression and that's why they have the tendency to move towards suicide.
자, 이런 말 아무래도 소용없습니다. 어떻게 고칠 것이냐?
Well, just talking about it will do nothing. How are we going to fix this?
여기 혹시 뭐 정신질환자 가족 없습니까?
Is there anyone here with a family member with a mental
problem? 그 사람들 자살 제일 많이 하거든요.
They are going to want to kill themselves the most.
그리고 자살할 사람들이 어느 정도 정신이 피해 와 있거든요.
And also the people
그렇죠?
who are committing suicide, they already have some kind of mental disability.
그,
some of them.
거짓말하면 안 돼요. 와 있거든요.
You can't lie about it because many of them do have it.
아니 그저 내가 부목사로 있을 때인데 여학생 하나가요. 정신만 돌면 우리 집으로 오는데 아이 미치겠더라니까 밤낮이 없어요 이거는요.
I was an assistant pastor at this time and long ago there was a student that whenever she lost her mind she would come to my house doesn't matter what time of day.
아이는 깨끗해요.
And she was a good person.
그리고 다행스럽게 좀 깨끗하고 그래 좀 예뻐. 근데 그래 좀 낫지. 지불한 게 막 저기 오면 어떡하겠어요, 그렇게.
And she was a good, nice person, and she was not that bad looking, so that was good. But for her to come over to me night or day as a crazy person, it was very difficult.
이거 딱 보니까 이걸 어떻게 해야 되겠나 싶어요.
I looked at her. I thought, what am I going to do with her?
그래서 제일 좋은 방법이 걔에 대해서 알아야 되니까 그 부모님인데 연락.
And so the best way is to know more about her, so I talked to her parents.
예, 언제부터 했냐?
I said, so, when did she start being this way?
딱 첫말부터 거짓말.
And as soon as they started talking, I knew it was a lie.
나는 그렇게 믿지, 거짓말이 모르고.
And of course, they want to believe it like that.
솔직히 막 교회 다니고부터 그랬다.
They said, oh, I think she started becoming that way since she started going to church.
어이구, 참, 교회 다니고부터 저랬다.
You think that she started being this way when she went to church?
황당하지, 내가 감이 안 잡히는 거요.
Even though they said that, I couldn't really catch it.
그래서 얘인데 물었어, 니 언제부터 그랬나?
So I asked her, when did you start getting this way?
그랬더니, 아주 만 한 뭐 1년 전에 뭐 그 하더라고.
She said maybe about a year ago.
근데 엄마가 이야기는 또 좀 달라.
It was different from what her mother said.
미안하지만 걔 학교에 대한 내가 그 아는 사람 연락해 조사해봤어요.
And I actually went to do a little bit more research to her school.
고등학교 다닐 때 정신병원에 몇 번 입원한 거 나왔어요.
And it came out that while she was in high school, she had visited a mental hospital several times.
이런 식으로 거짓말하니까 어떻게 됩니까?
So this is the way that the parents were lying. What am I going to do?
병원에서 벌써 입원해가지고 나오고 들어가고 이렇게 했더라니까.
She had already been admitted to a mental hospital several times.
그리고 막 심심하면 자살하고 싶어요.
That's why whenever she felt like it, she wanted to kill herself.
얘 소원이 자살이라 막 심심하면 불 지르고 막.
Her desire was
못 말리는 거예요, 이거.
Kill herself, put the house on fire, do whatever. No one could stop her.
그래서 내가 이제 내가 의사입니까?
But am I a doctor?
한참 전도할 때인데 지금처럼 또 이렇게 뭐 많은 경험도 없었어요.
And I was really involved in a lot of evangelism at that time, but I didn't have that much experience.
진짜 하나님 지혜 주시지, 내 학교 알아본다. 그것도 하나님이 지혜 주시지. 어떻게 알아보겠습니까? 알아보니까 부모님이나 얘 다 거짓말이야, 이게.
Now, of course, it was the wisdom of God for me to go and look and find out more about her through the school to know that the parents were lying.
일단 오래됐다는 게 분석이 돼요.
But the first thing is I was able to analyze that this problem had been a very long time.
그러면 뭘까?
Then what?
답 찾았어요.
I found the answer.
그 어머니를 보는 순간 알았어요.
As soon as I met the mother, I knew.
어머니하고 전화만 했는데 전화할 때는 참 좋은 분인데 만나보니까 아,
talking to the mom on the phone, I couldn't tell because she was so nice. But after meeting her, I realized.
불구자.
So,
뭐 불구자가 다 나봅니까?
So what does that mean? When she was a hunchback.
나중에 알았어요.
Later on, find out.
이 어머니가 이 딸을 낳았어요.
This mother had the child.
그냥 결혼도 하지 않고 낳았어요.
The mother had the child before wedlock.
그것도 부인이 있는 남자의 아이를에게서 아이를 낳았어요.
She had the child with another man who was already married.
그리고 어머니에게 굉장히 어머니는 박해를 받았어요.
And then this mother was persecuted quite a lot.
그리고 얘 놓고 어머니 버림받았어.
And after she was born, the mother was neglected.
뭐 버림받을만한 게 사람이 정도 버림받게 생긴 형이더라고요.
And yes, she was very much neglected, and you can kind of tell why.
근데 얘는 그게 아니라.
But not for the child.
얘는 아이가 잘생겼어요.
The child was very good looking.
그게 다 딸아입니다.
And she was a daughter.
학교 가야 되잖아요.
Doesn't she have to go to school?
어떻게 됩니까?
What's going to happen?
생활이 어떻습니까?
And what about their lifestyle?
그러니까 학교 가게 되면은 동네에서 왔다 갔다 하잖아요.
And if she has to go to school, she'll have to travel back and forth.
혹 길에서 자기 어머니를 만나게 돼요.
And sometimes she'll meet her mother.
그 어머니가 자기 아버지인데 너무 많이 맞아가지고 걸음을 못 걸어요.
And because that mother was beaten so much by the father, she could not walk properly.
그러니까 등을 펴지 못하고 막대기를 이렇게 짚어다닌다.
She had a hunchback. She was not able to walk straight. She had to have a cane.
근데 얘는 깨끗하게 잘생겼어요.
But for her, she was normal and she was good looking.
친구들도 좋은 친구들 많아.
She had a lot of good friends.
근데 길 가다가 어머니를 만나네.
But if she's walking on the road and she sees her mother,
어떤 상황이 나오고 있어?
What do you think will happen?
얘는 피하거나 거짓말을 해.
She would either lie about it or try to avoid it.
이런 게 어릴 때부터 지금까지 삶이 아니요.
And so living like that is not what life is about.
얘에게는 굉장한 상처가 남아.
For her, it was such a great scar.
알았어요.
That's what I realized.
그걸 벗겨내기 시작했어요.
That's what I started to do.
하나님 말씀 가지고.
Undo that through the word of God.
치유됐어요.
And she was healed.
사망자 됐는데 정말 그거는 제가 한 게 아니고 그 과정을 아는 것부터가 하나님 은혜예요.
It was the grace of God for her to be healed just for me to understand her background.
나 그때 처음으로 하나님의 말씀이 이렇게 능력 있는 건구나를 그걸 보면서 알았어요.
And also, it was the first time for me to really see how much power the word of God has.
그래서 내가 동성에서 부목사 오래 하고 청년 몇백 명 키웠잖아요. 내가 따라오지 못하겠죠.
I was going to another church and leading many young adults. And as I was moving away, I told her not to follow me.
단 한 명도 오지 못하도록 미리 얘기했어요.
I spoke ahead of time to all the young adults, hundreds of them that I was raising, not to follow me out of the church.
그리고 한 명이 딱 왔더라니까.
But one did.
걔가 왔어요.
It was that girl.
저런 거 아닌데 자기는 내게 은혜가 나왔잖아요.
So she wasn't crazy anymore. She was healed through me.
그러니까 얘가 얘기하는 거요.
And this is what she said.
나는 목사님을 안 보면 안 될 것 같다라더라고요.
She said, I don't think I could go on if I'm not near you.
왜냐는?
I said, why?
나는 그 말씀만 계속 들어야 힘이 된다라고요.
Because I have to hear your messages for me to gain strength.
그걸 이해되는데 그러면 내 자료 갖고 들어라.
And I understood what she meant, but I said, then take the messages, take the resources.
자료 듣고 너는 거기서 해야 될 일도 있고 하고 있는 일도 있잖냐.
So get my messages somehow, but you stay here and continue to work.
너는 여기 오면 아무 일이 없어.
But if you follow me, there's nothing for you to do.
하나님이 원하시는 일이 하나도 없어.
There's nothing that God would want you to do.
가라.
So you go over there.
알아듣고 갔는데 참 이렇게 어려움 당한 사람이 많습니다.
So she understood me, but there's so many people facing hardship like this.
오늘 이게 지금 시간이 너무 진지하다 보니까 시간이 너무 많이 갔겠어요 지금.
I was being so sincere with you that so much time has passed.
본론도 안 돼 49일이라 지금.
I haven't even come into the main theme and it's already 9:40.
그래서 본론은 그냥 제목만 쓰겠습니다.
So I'll just talk about the titles.
모든 문제는 나 중심의 영적 상태 때문입니다.
The start of all the problems is because of the spiritual state of being so self-centered.
결국 이것 때문 아닙니까?
It's about me-centered.
이걸 바꿔주라 그 말입니다.
So I'm saying, change this.
내 중심으로 들어있는 영적 상태를 바꿔주면 영적 치유할 수 있고 자살 막을 수 있다.
If you can change the spiritual state of people being so self-centered, then you can heal them and you can prevent suicide.
그게 12가지 영적 문제 있잖아요. 거기에 깊이 들어가 있습니다. 본인 모르게.
We've spoken about the 12 spiritual problems. Really talk to them about that because they're deeply rooted in it.
그 다음에 성경에 자살한 사람들은 지나치게 어릴 때부터 거짓으로 비교의식을 많이 가지면요. 자살해요.
Also, the people who committed suicide in the Bible, these people, ever since they were young, they grew up in this very comparative culture, and so they committed suicide.
사울왕,
King Saul,
여러분, 가룟유다, 자살인 겁니다.
Judas Iscariot.
그렇다면 우리는 어떻게 방지를 하고 치유할 것이냐?
Then how can we prevent suicide and how can we heal them?
답 나와 있지 않습니까?
The answer is here.
그래서 여러분이 힘이 들더라도 말씀과 이 부분을 그 사람의 가장 적절하게 각인시킵니다.
So even though it might be a little difficult for you, you have to help this word to be imprinted inside of them in the most appropriate way.
예, 시간 많이 갔습니다. 한마디만 얘기하겠습니다만은 각인 뿌리 체질할 때 가장 그 사람에게 적절한 말을 써야 되는 겁니다.
And so when you're wanting to give the people imprints, roots, and nature of the gospel, you have to use the most appropriate words.
자, 이 아가씨는 어떻게 이렇게 말을 자꾸 썼나면요. 염려가 많은 거예요.
For this young woman I was speaking about, she was so filled with worry.
그래서 내가 또 찾아왔다 왔다 옵니다. 야, 여기 또 오면서 염려 보따리 들고 오는데 내가 올 때마다 얘기했어요.
And every time she was worried, she would come and look for me, but every time she came, I always said
염려 포럼을 한 거예요.
I would talk about forum, I would forum about worry.
이게 염려냐? 왜 염려냐?
Why do you have this worry?
이랬어요. 그게 어째서 염려냐?
She'll say because of this. I said, why is that a worry?
왜냐, 얘는 똑똑한 아이기 때문에 좀 이렇게 논리적으로 그게 왜 염려냐?
She was a smart girl, so I'd have to speak to her a little bit more logically. Why is that a worry? I say.
그럼 이래서 염려다.
She said because of this.
그럼 나는 이렇게 생각한다.
Oh, but I think of this way.
그러면 성경은 어떻게 돼 있냐?
What does the Bible say?
성경 말씀은 이렇게 돼 있다.
And so this is what the Bible says.
이래 가지고 성경 구절을 쫙 적어줬어요.
Then I would write down the Bible verses for her.
이제는 오지 말고 찾아봐라.
So I said, don't come and look for me. Look for these verses.
네가 하는 일은 똑같으니까 똑같은 거 있죠.
And so this passage is talking about the situations you're
간혹 가다가 빗나간 소리 하는데 빗나간 소리도 똑같아.
And even though she's speaking about other things, all of these things are the same.
은혜 받고 다 할 때 멀쩡한데 돌아버리면 또 옛날로 돌아버려.
Sometimes she would receive grace, after some time she'd go back to her old ways.
그러니까 얘는 염려에 사로잡혀 있다가 부모님에 대해서 상처 이거는 숨겨져 있고 머리는 어떻게 나와 있냐면요. 얘 이제 돌아온 주제는 간첩이라.
Now for her, she was filled with worries, but from her past, she was filled with so much scars. And so what came out and what appeared was a lot of this nagging.
희한하게 간첩이란 게 들어가 있어요.
Or this is issue of being indirect.
그러니까 목사님 집 주위에 간첩들이 목사님 중요한 줄 알고 와 있다는 거라.
Or she was very much afraid, or she had this imagination that there were spies around her.
나면 그런 게 다 주제라 했다.
And so she would say, oh, I think there are spies hiding around the house.
나중에 다 심각하게 나를 다 쳐다보는 거예요.
And she says, oh, she was very serious to me one time.
혹시 목사님 간첩 아닙니까? 그래.
One time she even said, Pastor, are you not a spy?
뭐든 주제 간첩이라.
Because her whole theme was about spies.
그러니까 이거는 이제 고가지 갔을 때는 대화가 좀 달리 되는 거고요. 그러면서 그 사이에는 늘 염려의 사로잡혀.
So of course, whenever she was in a serious state, we'd talk about that. But whenever she was whenever there was a problem, it was all about worries.
자 결론 나왔죠.
So you know the conclusion.
얘가 각인된 거는 부모 때부터 돼요.
What was imprinted in her started with her parents.
얘가 뿌리 내리지는 거는 염려입니다.
What was rooted inside of her was her worries.
얘가 체질된 거는 뭔가에 자기를 찾아냈는데 그게 이제 이리저리 판단하고 말하는 것보다 야, 네 간첩이지? 네 어디 가야 돼? 자기의 어떤 그 자기의 뭐랍니까 강한 정체성을 찾은 거죠.
And the nature that formed out of all of these things was her own self trying to come as powerful as possible so she would think that everybody was a spy and she would try to move things.
그래서 그때 제가 아 그렇구나.
That's when I realized.
이거로 각인 뿌리 체질되는 길이 답이다.
The answer is to help them to be imprinted and rooted and in the nature of Acts chapter 1 verse 1, 3 and 8.
감사하게도 저는 의사가 아니고요. 정신과 의사도 하고 자살 예방하는 사람도 아닙니다.
Well, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a suicide prevention psychologist either.
걔는 완치돼가지고 교육자로 일하고 있습니다.
But right now she has become completely recovered and she's an assistant pastor.
보니까 이제 정신이 바로 돼 있다는 증거가 내에 대한 이런 소문이 많이 듣고 하면 정신 돌았을 때 그 옵니다. 이게.
Now, how do I know that she's in her right mind? Well, because of all these different rumors about me, if she heard about that, then she would have come and saw me right away.
소식이 전혀 없는 거니까 정신은 바로 돼 있구나.
But she's not coming to me at all, and so I take that as a sign that she's completely normal now.
아, 지금 찾아가면 내가 잘못하면 전도살이 날아가겠구나. 이런 게 분석을 다 한 거죠.
So in other words, she's already made the connections already, and that everything's fine.
이렇게 여러분들이 이 확인한 소리처럼 보이지만 답입니다.
It does look a little bit general, but this is the answer.
시간 많이 갔습니다. 여러분에게 최고의 정말 사역인 줄 믿습니다.
I believe that your ministry is truly one of the greatest.
또 우리 장로님과 많은 분들이 차분하게 그 세 가지를 꼭 보셔야 됩니다. 각인 뿌리 체질된 걸.
Starting with our elder and all of you, very calmly have to see how serious it is to do imprinting, rooting, and nature.
그래서 체질에 속지 말고 그에 하고 하에 한 거 얘기할 거 많은데 각인된 건 뽑으면 됩니다.
Yes, don't be deceived by what you see on the outside, their nature, but really get into their imprints and roots.
기도하겠습니다.
Let's pray.
예수 그리스도의 은혜와
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ
하나님의 크신 사랑과
and the great love of God
성령님의 역사하심으로
the working of the Holy Spirit
자살자 살릴 수 있도록 축복하신 모든 사람들 위해
upon all the heads of the people here who will be blessed to help prevent suicide
지금부터 영원까지
be both
항상
now
함께 계실지어다
and always forever.
아멘.
Amen.